to get a really precise view on this issue, you would have to watch it really very, very carefully every day. And even then, it would not be possible to know exactly how many there would be. But if you look at the active scene of the far-right extremism, you can see that the scene has about 1,200 members.
Are they using particular sites such as Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, or are they more staying towards internet forums?
Usually, right-wing extremists, they communicate with all the social medias that we are using also every day. But sometimes they have also forums which they use by themselves, and they are locked for the public. In these forums, they try to develop ideas, or they have also political discussions.
On the sites where they have public pages, such as Facebook, for example, where somebody can go and like that page, what do you think they're really using these pages for? Is it to try and draw people more into the organisation? Is it to try and make their message more publicly acceptable? What do you think is the main aim of using sites such as Facebook or Twitter?
The main aim for using sites like Facebook and Twitter is to connect to each other and to say, hello, I'm here. People often think that via the internet or Facebook, the extremists would try to get new people into the scene. But this is not true, because people, they have to meet them in reality to get them into the scene. So it is even not a real good beginning to start to get into the scene if they get in touch anonymously or in another way through the internet. They really have to meet.
Do you think there has been a rise in this kind of activity?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, because you have this 1,000 or 1,200 people in Switzerland, and these members, they are stable in the number of members. There are some, they are leaving the scene, new are coming into the scene, but the hardcore of the scene, these are always the same people.
Is focusing on social media and the internet really the best form of prevention that we could be doing? Or is there something else that would be more productive, do you think?
Something which would be very effective and very productive if for example, the industry, if they would have code of conduct saying that racist far-right extremism is not allowed.